Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Angel Seafood Holdings H1 FY20 Results Conference Call. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Zac Coleman, Chief Executive Officer. Please go ahead.
G'day, everyone. Firstly, thank you for all joining us today. We will be talking through the results presentation for Angel Seafood for the half-year end, 31st December 2019. This presentation was released to the ASX yesterday. We understand it's a busy time for everyone in the market, with many companies reporting results, so we appreciate your valuable time. Today, myself and our CFO, Simba, will be talking through the financial and operational results for the first half, as well as talking through our outlook for the remainder of the financial year. So, with that in mind, I would like to go to slide two. After a very successful 2019 financial year for Angel, a year of investment in building substantial scale in our operations, I'm pleased to report that the first half of FY20 has further demonstrated underlying growth now embedded into Angel. Despite the slow-growing conditions experienced in the winter due to cooler water temperatures, the company managed to sell 3.3 million oysters, a 10% increase on prior corresponding period, achieved profit of 412K, equating to earnings per share of 0.31 per share for the half-year, and we also generated positive operating cash flow. We also gained some export momentum during the period, reaching 16% of sales in Q1 before exports were suspended in Q2 as we were focused more on the domestic demand. We had 24-25 million oysters on hand at 31st December 2019, and another 25% increase on PCP, positioning us for now strong growth. Slide three. Looking at slide three, revenue for the half was in line with the prior period, despite the increase in volume of oysters. The average selling price was impacted by sales of smaller stock following slow growing conditions, which we experienced during the winter here in South Oz. In an ideal world, we would have pushed full sales out for 2 to 3 months to allow our oysters additional time to grow to full size. But given the continued strong demand for oysters, we made the decision to sell a small bistro size product, which is the minimum size. Underlying EBITDA increased significantly up from 200K in the prior period to 1.1 million, driven by a fair value adjustment, reflecting the overall growth in the biological stock on hand. The company generated positive cash flows, 424K, despite the difficult conditions experienced during the half year, highlighting the strength of the underlying business and some scale benefits from the recent investment program. Slide four. Slide four shows that our stock on hand has continued to grow during the period, more so towards the end of the period, with warmer water temperatures improving growing conditions. Favourable growing conditions have continued to be experienced through the summer months, which is generally predicted, greatly improving the company's stock profile and average size of stock. With 25 million oysters on hand, Angel now started using Haslam as our overflow leases to house surplus stock whilst we're going through this growth phase. Following the purchase of additional water in July, the company is now capacity to sell 10 million oysters per annum, which is an 18% increase on the prior period. With a growing consumer preference for sustainable organic seafood, demand has remained strong in both domestic and export markets. We were particularly pleased with the results of our export sales in the first quarter, which made up 16% of total sales. And it should be noted that we only commenced our exports in in that previous quarter being Q4 of FY19. So to get this traction we did in such a short period of time gives us high level of confidence in our export strategy going forward. And considering we only had these smaller sizes, we see a lot more scope. That finishes me for the slide four. Slide five is coming up. And now I'd like to hand over to Simba to talk through the detailed financial results.
Thanks, Zach. Looking at slide six, our revenue for the period was $2.4 million, which is on par with the prior period. The 10% increase in volume was offset by the lower average price achieved, which Zach has alluded to in his previous slides. The overall market prices have remained strong, however, underpinned by the strong demand for clean, green and sustainable seafood. Other income of $535,000 is mainly comprised of the R&D tax incentive recognized during the period. We will continue to classify expenditure for qualifying R&D activities where applicable to maximize any tax benefits available. The fair value adjustment of $1 million was recognized for the period compared to a negative adjustment of $63 million in the comparative period. These adjustments reflect the overall increase in stock held by Angel, both in volume and also the overall oyster sizes. The group achieved underlying earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization. And by underlying, we mean we're excluding the non-cash share-based payments. So that underlying earnings were $1.1 million, which was a substantial increase on the prior period. On slide seven, our balance sheets reflect the investment we have made in our stock on hand. Following a period of investment in water leases throughout the financial year 2019, we purchased SPAT and have seen growth in our oyster stock. This positions us well into the second half and beyond. We restructured our debt facilities in November to provide additional flexibility and liquidity. We've drawn down $3.8 million of our aggregate $4 million debt facility, and our current debt-to-capital ratio is at 34%. Slide 8. We were able to generate operating cash flows of $424,000 for the half, driven by sales and an R&D tax incentive. We expect that we are going to be cash flow positive for the full year. Cash flows from investing activities of $36,000 reflect the disposal of the small Key Bay assets, offset by cash outflows from the purchase of the additional water in Coffin Bay. Financing cash flows of $0.6 million reflects the additional drawdown on our facilities during the period. With that, I'll hand over to Zach again to finish the presentation.
Thanks, Simba. Turning to slide 10. We look forward to the second half with confidence. We are now through the greatest risk period of POMs with the water temperatures on the decline. Spawning season has also ended earlier than expected, with sales recommencing in the second half of February. Water conditions are at peak condition for oyster growth, so we expect to see a significant improvement in our stock profile with oyster sizes increasing. With 25 million oysters on hand and expectation for improved stock profile, we're expecting a strong second half sales performance and are well positioned to meet the lower end of guidance of 8 to 10 million oysters for the FY20. We are expecting exports to recommence in winter to target the peak summer demand in the Northern Hemisphere, and it should be noted that we do not foresee any impact from the coronavirus at this point, as we do not export into mainland China and therefore are not impacted by the ban on live seafood exports into China. Similarly, recent events in Hong Kong aren't expected to have any material impact on our exports. We've also built strong relationships with our customers who have indicated there will be ongoing demand. More broadly on the coronavirus and on any potential impact on the domestic market, this remains to be seen. Current demand for oysters remains strong, with restaurants and markets still open, and we've just recommenced sales for the season and are seeing that continued demand, especially for the bigger sizes. Turn to slide 12. Wrapping things up, we are well positioned for continued growth in the second half and well beyond. Despite some challenging conditions experienced throughout the first half, Angel has been able to continue to grow sales, generate a profit and positive operating cash flow. It has been a huge effort for the Angel team, and I'd like to thank the entire Angel team for their efforts and contribution to this outcome and the tireless work that they continue to do. With sales already having commenced following spawning season, a healthy stocks position and a close to peak growing conditions, we still remain well positioned for continued growth. And that wraps me up, and I'd like to again thank you all for your attention. I'll now hand back to the operator to open the line for any questions. So thanks, Ashley.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press *2. If you're on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. Your first question comes from Athol White with Bell Potter Securities. Please go ahead.
Zach, congratulations on the result.
Thanks, Athol.
Just one question, just doing a couple of quick calculations. If you assume the average price you got in FY19 first half of 83 cents an oyster and that you hit your lower target sales of 8 million for the year, which is sort of 4.7 million oysters in the second half, can we assume roughly that you're going to do sales in the second half dollar-wise of around about 4 million plus?
On that average price, you can assume that.
Right, so you're going to get back up to go from sort of 75 cents that you roughly got in the first half back to your 83, 85 as you had in the previous year.
It'll be somewhere in between that because now our size has grown, so stock profile has grown, so we will be assuming somewhere in between.
Right. Okay. And when you say 8 to 10 million, the lower end of that, you could actually presumably do a bit better than that if things go well.
We could do better than that. But as I said, there, our stock profile is probably our key focus to be ahead of the game and have a larger product and get more for it. So, we'll definitely look to have a reasonable start, and the selling season that's recommenced has come on strong too, so it's good.
Yep. And are you exporting currently?
No, and we don't generally until we sort of get into sort of May, June on a normal year as the Northern Hemisphere starts to fall out of season.
Right, okay. Good, thank you very much for that, and well done. Great result.
Thanks, Athol.
Your next question comes from Mark Wallace with BOEQ. Please go ahead.
Hey, g'day, Zach. Just quickly, well done. I think a previous question has actually answered mine, so it's more on sort of guidance of pricing. Out of interest, is the demand coming varied from the East Coast, or is there a particular market that's doing better than others?
I think the demand is not just from the East Coast. It's all round. I think it's mainly more to do with size and the Pacific oyster sort of coming back into its normal season now, which is creating the demand.
Okay, that's great. Excellent. Thank you. Cheers.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. I will now give you a short moment to register your questions. Your next question comes from Peter Balsarini with Argonaut. Please go ahead.
G'day, Zach. How are you going? Congratulations on your result. Just a question. I'm just interested. Could you give us a little bit more detail about the water conditions? You've mentioned that the sale season cycle has started a bit earlier. What's behind that, and also where that puts you? Where the industry is generally in terms of the sort of the POMS risk, and where you guys are, I guess. So it sounds like it's relatively positive, but I just wanted to get a bit more detail on that.
Yeah, thanks, Peter, and thanks for listening, mate. The sale season, it's not generally much earlier. It's sort of we predict around sort of March, but start of March for sale. So, but I will note that the food and the upwellings and stuff that we've had this year for the nutrients for the oysters has been relatively good, so that's kicked us off very nicely. Obviously, we're dealing with Mother Nature, so we have our ups and downs, and obviously, a good start's always positive. So we'll look forward to taking as much of this as we can. Stock profile has also in the summer months been our key focus to get that size into the product. So whilst we had that little bit of time off out of season, we've made the most of maximising the size in our product to get it up to size without having to sell it. So it's been good.
Okay, thanks, mate. And POMS, mate, where's that at?
The POMS, it's not an issue yet. For us, we don't see the water's on the decline. Now it's under the 20-degree threshold where we are. We obviously haven't gone to market and announced anything like this because it could be potential risk because it's so unknown. But, it hasn't hit Tassie much at all this year, so I can't see that temperatures are going to be a factor for us now. And I think, myself believe that we're at very low risk in this period.
Okay. Thanks, mate. Well done.
Your next question comes from Andrew Grant, a private investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I'm just curious, do you market into Canberra, and do you see any further improvements in profitability so you can start paying the shareholders a dividend?
Andrew, thanks for your question. I think given the state of our balance sheet at the moment, it won't be very soon that we will start paying a dividend. We are a company that is hungry to grow, and so we will always be looking for more options to put more money back into the business and grow substantially, increasing profitability along the way.
Yeah, and do you market into Canberra? It's a lot of rich public servants there, and who like oysters. Don't see you around.
No, we don't have any customers in Canberra at the moment, Andrew. If you know of any big seafood wholesalers, we're happy to take any recommendations.
Oyster Haven in Fishwick. Just Google it.
No worries, I just wrote it down.
Thank you. We are showing no further questions at this time. I'll now hand back to Mr. Holman for closing remarks.
Thanks, Ashley, and thanks everyone again for your very important time this time of year. We hope that we can serve you better this year, and we look forward to the exciting times ahead. Thank you all.